Today's two girls catch up.
Today was fun.
So fun. So fun. A bit of a hiccup in the song department, but what's new? Take a listen. You will hear it. It's not going to be subtle.
I love that there's somewhat of a suggestion that usually your song parodies are at such a level.
Well, sometimes they're very well produced.
And sometimes we have Scott back and we just have to do them live.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we just, when they are well produced, that has more to do with your producer than any of us, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I can't find this name in my email, but I know it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, here's the show.
Those two girls.
Wednesday, a day for clutching at straws as we try and reach the weekend, which is exactly what we've done with this week's
Camels of the World.
Spice up your life.
Every hump and every haul.
Spice up your life.
We have scoured the World Wide Web looking for camel news to bring you on this hump day.
Which is what we usually do. However, the last few weeks have been difficult with camel news.
Well, it's just all been about the culls.
It's always
about
the culls.
Nobody wants to hear about a camel cull in Australia.
Or about the almond milk production rates. Okay, we can't cover that anymore. What I have for you today, dear listeners, I ask you to come along for the ride. Just bear with me. It's about humps.
Yeah.
Not so much about camel humps. Mm. It's about humpback whales.
I'm
okay, just ride
there.
With me, Sarah.
Ride
okay.
Ride with me.
So, this is interesting.
So camels of the world, I see, has become humps of the world.
It just, is
yeah,
today.
Yeah, that's right. I think one week we actually did something about pedestrian crossings and those like safety bumps. That's a whole other debacle to have. Listen to this story, Sarah. This is interesting. Maui. I'm going to take you to Hawaii, to Maui. A humpback whale placenta has been found this month. Now, you might think that's not a big deal, but it's a huge deal.
I mean, physically, it's a huge
physically
deal.
Physically and
figuratively.
Everything, okay? It is very, very rare to find a humpback whale placenta in its entirety. Only one has been reported in 2018. The photo is magnificent. I'm going to put it up on our Instagram.
Have you looked at a placenta? When you gave birth to
my own placenta.
I did. I said to the midwife, too, you show me that.
Show me the organ.
And as I was recovering, I got a good gander. And it's fascinating.
It really is fascinating.
There's veins, there's systems, let alone humpback whale level. And I was as big as a humpback whale when I was pregnant.
Yeah,
so mine was large.
Thing, Sarah, you look at this photo. This placenta is white. It looks like a giant deflated
balloon. Very
bone.
Racist of you.
Hold on.
Do you think because humpback whales are black that...
They're not black.
They're not black.
What humpback whale have you seen that's black?
They're all black.
They're 100% not black. They're not white. They're blue.
Quick on-air feedback session. If you're in a car right now...
I'm thinking of killer whales.
Would you be enjoying this radio?
Orcas. Shut up, Scotty. We
Didn't
don't ask
so.
That question.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
But last night at 5:40 p.m, Lee's sprung something on me without my consent, without prior discussion, which is a big deal because if you think that Lee's and I stop talking when these microphones turn off, you are sorely and sadly mistaken because the conversation continues for the better part of the day. We go to the gym together, we'll be on Messenger to have a couple of phone calls, right? So when this message appeared before me in my notifications, I thought, what the hell is this? Because it opened with, "Hi, Sarah." Now, Lee's never calls me my name. Ever. Ever. Do you know my name?
Oh, my God. Say my name. Say my name.
So it opened. "Hi, Sarah. Facebook now lets people choose a legacy contact to manage their account if something happens to them. Since you know me well and I trust you, I choose you. Please let me know if you want to talk about this." And
it's
I replied
a generic
and
email.
Said, "Yeah, I do want to talk about this." What the hell? So a legacy contact is someone you nominate for when you die, yeah, and your Facebook page has to becomes like memorialized.
Sarah, I didn't know this was a thing. I was just innocent in my Facebook on my laptop. Now, this is something that you can only sort of do when you're on a PC or on a laptop, right? So I was in there just making sure that all my security settings were locked down for the F grade celebrity I am, okay? I was checking, making sure that nobody could find me. And then when I was in the privacy settings, I saw this legacy contact and I thought, oh, I haven't seen this before on Facebook. Clicked on it and there it explained to me in no uncertain terms that if something happens to me, who would be in charge of my existing profile on Facebook, all the photos that I've collated over the years, all the very good selfies that can't go to waste, Sarah.
So these are what you want me to do for the PowerPoint slide for your funeral, yes, obviously, which is why I've got access to your
options,
account.
My options were Dano.
Oh, he'd be hopeless. He doesn't even post anything.
He doesn't. He's been non-active on Facebook for close to a decade. I can't give it over to him.
I think something has triggered this. And here's my theory as to what has triggered you nominating me as a
Nothing's triggered me.
Contact.
I just saw it on the bloody page.
I think it's because you had Dane's 40th on Friday. You had an absolute bender. You had a hangover so bad you thought you were going to die. And then you thought, what if this cruel world takes me? Who will put up the photos at my funeral? I need to get Sarah onto my Facebook account. I think that's been
You know what? Just put Valencia on them and be done with it.
Valencia doesn't even exist anymore.
Well, find a way or I'll take you off my legacy contact.
I'm going to give you a ColourPop.
I'll tell you what else screams Sarah dancing around in her bedroom as a teenager. Dating terminology.
Aw, it was a sad time.
I just sometimes I think, you know what, Sarah? Thank God you and I were not teenagers or young adults in this tumultuous world.
No, you really want to be
online dating, Sarah, yeah, because I tell you what,
you
there's a
late
latest
bloomer. You want to fly under the radar. That's be a bit ugly in those duckling teenager early, late
so
teen
then
years.
When you hit the pubs.
Yep.
Which is what you and I did.
Yep, watch out.
With pizzazz.
Mm-hmm, my witchery A-line skirt, my Portman halter neck top. You know what? You ain't seen nothing like this.
Why do you talk like that when you get sassy?
I don't know.
One of the latest trends to hit the modern dating world when it comes to online texting, sexting, Tindering, whatever they call it, is called zombieing. Okay, so there's two phases in zombieing, Scotty. The first phase is you chat with someone, okay, online. There's an exchange between both parties. Mm. Then one person drops out. They ghost you. We're all familiar with the term ghosting, okay? Yep. That's not new. But zombieing is when the person who's ghosted you comes back up many, many months, nay, years later down the track.
Back from the dead.
Listen to this story. An Aussie woman named Sally had one of these conversations, online conversations with a bloke back in July 2011. He writes to her, "Hey, gorgeous, how are ya?" She replies on the 20th of July, 3 days later, "Hey, I'm good, thanks. What have you been up to?" The next reply from the bloke, November 2019, 8 years, 7 months later. That is true zombieing.
You can build an entire life. You can get married, have 3 kids, get a divorce, and then try and pick up where you left off.
That's probably what he's done, Sarah.
What, did he have an excuse?
Okay, his excuse was that he said, "Hey, sorry, I had an update on my phone. Long time."
Oh,
that's one hell of an iOS upgrade.
Wait, was he was taking the piss, though. Like,
well, I don't know. The post has garnered over 12,000 reactions, more than 460 comments. People are saying that excuse is lame. It's also highly unlikely. A phone update that takes 8 years.
I mean, points for politeness, I suppose, in apologising first, but I think you'd let that go by the wayside,
wouldn't
you?
This is the thing. You know what drives me nuts? If I send someone a message, I can see when they've seen it. And then I watch those three little grey dots, the insidious grey dots that just blip, blip, yeah. blip. I can see, that are they writing back to me, but then nothing comes back? Yeah. I cut those people out of my life.
Oh my
if
gosh.
You're going to let me wait with those three grey dots, you're not my person, because my people will write back immediately. Okay?
It's so good that you take a stand for things.
I know.
I've always said that about you.
She's such a warrior.
Wow.
Don't sit here, the two of you, saying that you're telling me that you would make a life with somebody.
Have you seen text messages from my mother? Okay? Those three dots can be flashing on my phone until my next birthday, and then I'll get an essay long. It's like a thesis. Like, Mum, you could have called me and told me that, but she likes to write it with emojis and punctuation.
Sarah, if you were flirting with somebody, no to the three dots. That's how I weed them out.
Still, do we need to have an intervention? Do we need to talk to Dane about this?
You can't even compare
it, because once upon a time, I was ghosted. It's hard to believe, but I'd been on a date with a man. Right? An actual real-life man. We went back to his apartment.
Is that the guy that you shook his hand at the end of the day? No wonder he bloody ghosted you.
And he never called me, and I thought, he's so respectful. Yeah. You know, wow, what a gentleman. And I had my flatmate call his phone at least 17 times from her number over the next 2 days, thinking, he must have died. Right? They're the olden days where it just stopped at ghosting. It just stopped there.
You know what? This guy is still walking the earth somewhere saying, I once went out with a girl.
Oh, my gosh. I would kill to hear the other side of the story.
He shook my hand at
the end
of the night.
Would do anything for it.
Well, he took me to his apartment to show me the view when he had a lava lamp in the corner.
The view of what?
Well, see, that's the thing.
Were you born
yesterday? I was very naive, and I was like, it is a beautiful view, and I think that's when he knew.
He wanted to show you his Leaning Tower of Pisa.
He wanted to show me his own lava lamp, and he didn't.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
You know how you and I are with indoor plants, or actually plants of any description. Mm. I buy them from Bunnos and I know they're going to do well. They're just going to thrive in my garden.
People say to me, you can't kill this peace lily.
You can't kill a peace lily. Well, guess
they're
what?
They're so hardy. What about I'm this here to tell Zanzibar? You. They're succulents.
Sarah,
they'll
I
last
have a Zanzibar. It's already turning yellow. What am I doing wrong? This is the great news, Australia.
How about a monstera? Leaf in a vase.
Bunnings, Sarah.
I can't do it.
Will replace your plants if you accidentally kill them.
Well, nobody this kills is a plant on purpose. They're all accidents.
This is a little known policy, and plant lovers all over the country are rejoicing. It's part of their perfect plant promise that if you retain your receipt, I would highly suggest photocopying it because it's on that slippery paper that fades rapidly in one's wallet.
Isn't that paper designed to not be photocopied? Like if you photocopy it, it blacks the receipt
out. Well, no,
or
because
take a photo of it or something.
People on social media are saying that if you have 12 months, Bunnings plants are guaranteed for 12 months. You can return them if they're dead or if they're alive. They don't do it for seedlings, so don't bother with seedlings.
12 months in my house is a story of hope. For any plant.
Sarah, 12 months is a dream for
me. I've even gone and bought that sea salt, stinky seaweed spray. My house smells like blood and bone at various times of the month. It's disgusting, and yet still they perish.
Well, this is the thing, right?
You're right, Scott.
Guys, I've come across their marketing campaign for the Perfect Plant Promise. Mm. Okay, it's very clever. They've done a wonderful job, and by they, I mean Sarah and I.
Please hold, I think so. It's such a shame.
Oh, no, Sarah.
No. What? I think we missed it.
Did you miss the entry point?
Do you want me to try and play the song again and see how you go?
Yeah.
All right, I'll press start now.
Okay, go.
It's such a shame. Only the names will change every day. My plants keep wasting away.
It's good.
My balcony, where the fiddle leaves all die, and my peace lily can't be fertilized. Oh, shit.
Wait,
missed it. Get a trolley.
On my steel horse I ride.
Bunnings take my plants.
Dead or alive, take my plants. Dead or alive. That was grossly out of time.
It was
beautiful. I think people get the gist.
Great art. Can't wait to see it on the telly.
Those two girls.
A couple of days ago, I was in the car with both my daughters. We were on our way to one of my friend's homes to have a play date. Now, my girls are, my eldest is nearly 9, my youngest is 6.5, and we were having a chat. And they do say that sideways conversations are the best types of chats to have with your kids.
Non-threatening,
there's no eye contact. Yeah. Kids tend to reveal a lot more.
What's a sideways conversation?
It's when you're sitting side by side and you're both facing one direction.
Like if you're washing the dishes together or you're in a car. Right. So they can reveal things about themselves. And I think we're listening to a Lizzo song on the radio and one of them has a swear word in it. And my eldest piped up and said, "Mum, that's not appropriate." And I said, "No, it's not. She's a real rule follower. I don't know where she gets it from."
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Anyway, a few seconds passed and she said, "Mum, you know I know swear words, don't you?" And I said, what one?" She said, "I don't know what the C word is." And I said, "What?
One of your spawn?
Yeah.
How is this possible?"
I said, "What?" She said, "The one with four letters."
Oh.
And I said, I was thinking to myself, what the hell would she have heard that? We don't use that word.
Or with Auntie Lee's.
And I said, I whispered, what is it? And she said, "Crap." And I said, "Oh, yes, it's not a great word. You're right." Then my youngest pipes up in the back and I know the shh word. I know the SH word, Mum. And I was thinking, I'm not surprised there because I often say it if things go wrong. It just shoots out of my mouth, so to speak. She pipes up, "Yeah, shut up." I said,
"Okay,
yes.
So you're safe again."
Yes, safe. I don't
two
like the
two.
Word shut up. It's rude to say it to people. You are right. Then my eldest comes around again. "Oh, I do know what the other C word is, Mum."
Oh,
and
I thought
like,
we'd
oh,
gone
here
past
we
the
go.
C.
Here we go. She's going to come out with it now. Is it Christ?
She got a Catholic school?
Yeah. So, yeah, wow, that education's really coming along well. So there we go.
We paid good dollars for that brainwashing.
So there you go. There are my two. Then they held up their fingers and was like, "So this is a rude gesture?" And I was like, "Oh, God. Stop. That's the peace sign. The other one." Oh. Honestly, car trips. Problematic.
A friend of mine put up a photo of her daughter over the weekend with a whole heap of kids. And they're all doing the peace sign. I thought that's very cute. She said, "Just got to teach my daughter how to do the peace sign." And I zoom in on hers. Fingers rather away.
Yeah. Oh, fun time.
Good probably still have to talk for another 20 seconds or so so that Brekkie Show don't get mad at us.
Oh, do we? Well, you know what? You can listen to the podcast if you've missed anything, or you can drop us a line on Instagram at Lees and Sarah. We'd love to hear from
you. We'd love to hear what the C word is for real.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I've never been hungry in my life, so let's hurry this up.
Do you mean you've never been hungrier in your life?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Never. I've got the shakes.
Do you ever just nick food from the fridge?
No, never.
No, me either.
Sarah, you do too. What have you stolen from the work fridge?
I don't. Sometimes I take butter.
That's all right.
But
though.
Then I will replenish the butter with a tub and I kind of feel like
it's
a free-for-all.
Yeah, yeah, it's a free-for-all, sure.
I remember when we first were going to start working together full-time, like 2 years ago, we referenced like having a tally of how many times.
Also, can you butter. Remember the Breakfast Club? We were going to start our own breakfast.
And everyone was going to bring in and share food.
Yes.
And, yeah, but back to my point.
The butter, yeah.
The amount of times Lees would say, "I'm hungry."
I know, that's right. Yeah, well, it hasn't slowed down. And I want to ask you, Scott, how's your banana bread addiction going?
I think
because
it would have
that diminished. Was also said many times in our show.
So
where you'd say, "Let's go and get a serving of fruit," and we'd say,
"Yeah,
Scott's put down the banana bread."
Serving of fruit. I know where I work now. There's a cafeteria that bakes fresh servings of fruit every day. I don't have it every day. If I could, I would.
It's so bad for you to have every day, Scott.
I love banana bread.
Brizzy guy.
I wish
on
it was healthy.
Social media, and his Aiden the dietitian is his handle, and he puts up these really interesting food comparisons.
You know what I'd like to do while you're finding him is I would like to do around the grounds maybe once a week on our podcast of what we're watching, listening, reading.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Because I love those in podcasts and I get so many great recommendations. Do you know that yesterday I ordered 4 books off of my municipal library?
What? Of course you went to the library. Which libraries have so much cool stuff, though.
Online. But this is the thing we're having.
What's your number one? What are you reading right now? Number one.
I've ordered.
Yeah, give us the one you're most
ordered,
excited about.
Oh, God, I forget now. Such a Great Age by Riley something.
Okay.
It's supposed to be phenomenal. And I've also ordered The Artist's Way.
Okay. Here we go.
What are you, sorry, Sarah, we're in the middle of something. What are you watching right now?
What am I watching? I'm watching Justin Bieber's Seasons on YouTube.
Yes!
Originals. What the heck? It's actually great.
I have always loved him, and I continue to love him. 8 to 11 minute
episodes. It's up to season 4. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah, I love
it. I've heard The Stranger is amazing on Netflix, but you've just got to be prepared to not stop watching it. It's so good. Can I just go back to banana bread?
And then we all have to go.
So on this page, Aiden the dietitian, I've got no personal affiliation with him. I just like his information. He put up a picture of a McDonald's banana bread with butter versus a small hamburger meal with a Diet Coke, right?
Yeah.
So that has chips, Coke, burger. That meal is 507 calories. Mm. The McDonald's banana bread with butter is 660 calories. So you're better off having a little happy
Macca's meal.
What's this thing I've just received from Aiden that's got Sarah's name on it? Branded endorsement right there.
You know what? I'm going to like that picture right now so that he knows if anyone comes to him and says, I've heard you on this podcast.
He's going to trace that one line.
He's going to be like, thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah, for educating the people from my page. No, we talked a lot about collagen supplements, which is what I'm into for my skin.
You know what? I feel you've sabotaged me because I called this collagen supplement stuff back in November last year. I said, Sarah, we should buy some of this powder that you mix into your drink. And you said, oh, it's a whole heap of hogwash.
Well, no, because you said you held up a drink of collagen water that was like $7 a bottle. I said, what are you going to do with that?
I wanted to get the powder.
Well, get the powder.
Who's on the collagen?
I'm on the
tablets. Does strike me as a bandwagon. Like, you do strike me as a bandwagon jumper.
I hate you right now. Why would you say, what bandwagon
tomorrow,
am I on?
Tomorrow on the podcast, every person sitting in this studio has to bring a book and TV show that is currently entertaining them.
But we have to come up with a catchy, you know that we don't do anything without an
a
actual
book
title.
A book and a TV show that's currently entertaining us.
That's it.
Cut it up.
All right, see ya.
Load it up.
All right, bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.